The thing I'm most grateful for are the people who stand beside you when the chips are down. I've had a really hard week. In fact, probably the hardest week in a really, really, really long time. And it's not something that you ever put out publicly, but it's something that you share with people who are close to you, people who see you, people who see your flaws and imperfections, and then they say, it's okay. We'll be fine. We'll keep on moving forward. And I think that that breed of friend, somebody who understands the depths and the darkness as you stare into the belly of ugliness, of lessons learned and perceived failures and what not to do the next time and trying to keep a positive mindset, is that it would be rather impossible to do it if it wasn't for the help of friends.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. Welcome to day two of the Week of Gratitude and Giving. I hope you got your entry in yesterday for the grand prize. So really quick, let's recap. I'm doing a whole week of gratitude and giving every single day, Monday through Thursday. This week, I have a new guest sharing what they're grateful for in terms of entrepreneurship, and we're giving away a grand prize. And that is a 1-year subscription to the Full Focus Planner and a 6-month membership to Jasmine Starr's Social Curator. You'll get a copy of my book, 2 Weeks Notice. I'm going to sign that book for you. And you get all the bonuses that come with that book, which would mean the Side Hustle Starter Kit. You're going to get a 5-day mindset reset, which is a meditation that I created. You're going to get a ticket, a VIP ticket to my virtual live event. And there's more goodies coming your way. You're going to get a membership to Growth Day and a cozy Barefoot Dreams blanket. Plus, we've got 5 runner-ups that are going to get prizes as well. So with a new day, a new episode, there's a new way to get entered. So enjoy this short clip from my dear, dear friend, Jasmine Starr, and then listen until the end to learn how to gain another entry by taking part in our gratitude challenge. Enjoy.
At the time of this recording, I am holding a beige piece of parchment paper, the kind of parchment paper that's heavy, a thick cardstock. If you ran your fingers over the top of it, you might feel different gradations of such a nice piece of paper. And on it, there's a note in thick black writing. You're already won because you're still in the game. Love, Amy. I received a bouquet of flowers yesterday from no one other than Amy Porterfield. And it's not just any bouquet of flowers, because if you know Amy, she doesn't do anything half or small or thoughtful. Amy only ever does things in Kardashian levels of amazingness. I think about Amy and I think about her pantry and I think about her shoes and I think about her beauty routine. And I always say, Amy, you are a long lost Kardashian. And so, of course, Amy would send a bouquet of flowers that included dahlias and rich maroon colored roses, and it included feathers. This bouquet that spans almost the entire size of my dining room table included feathers because it's Amy Kardashian. And I have to say that while I make fun of what she does sometimes, and while I might poke fun at her lavishness that she pours on her friends, what I really mean is thank you. I appreciate you. in this month of gratitude as an entrepreneur. Of course, I could list things of working from home or freedom or making my own rules or a thousand other things that are all really amazing as being an entrepreneur. But the thing I've realized, that the thing I'm most grateful for, are the people who stand beside you when the chips are down. I've had a really hard week. In fact, probably the hardest week in a really, really, really long time. And it's not something that you ever put out publicly, but it's something that you share with people who are close to you, people who see you, people who see your flaws and imperfections, and then they say, it's okay. We'll be fine. We'll keep on moving forward. And I think that that breed of friend, somebody who understands the depths and the darkness as you stare into the belly of ugliness, of lessons learned and perceived failures and what not to do the next time and trying to keep a positive mindset, is that it would be rather impossible to do it if it wasn't for the help of friends. So this month, the thing I am most grateful for is friendship, but a deep and profound understanding of an industry peer, somebody who said, I've been here before. And it hurts. And I've been here before, and I'm sorry it sucks. And while you might have a day to lick your wounds, tomorrow we're going to get back up and we're going to do it again. And she doesn't have to say that. All she has to do is send a note on parchment paper with thick black letters that says, you've already won because you're still in the game. Love, Amy. I'm going to share that note with you because maybe, if not today, a day in the future, you might have a really hard day. And I hope that you remember the kind and wise words that our friend Amy Porterfield says. You've already won because you're still in the game.
Now do you see why I literally have this woman on speed dial? Isn't Jasmine just incredible? She is one of my closest friends. I love her to the moon and back, and I am so excited that she wanted to share her gratitude with all of you. So now it's time to get the details of how to enter into the contest, which is a new entry, meaning you get to enter every single day if you want. So all you need to do is head on over to Instagram and comment on my latest post associated with this episode. Share what you're grateful for. It's that easy. So go on over to @AmyPorterfield on Instagram. You'll see a post for this episode. All you got to do is leave a comment on what you're grateful for. We're making this as easy as possible, my friends. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Online Marketing Made Easy, and I will see you tomorrow.